Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
How can we have a ceasefire realized if we continue to provide the fire?
Leila Alabed with the uncommitted vote says Vice President Kamala Harris could lose Democratic votes in key states like Michigan by endorsing continued support for Israel's war in Gaza. While Harris has repeatedly called for a ceasefire, she says she won't support an arms embargo. Pro-Palestinian activists met with Harris prior to last week's convention but were denied a speaking slot. Congresswoman Summer Lee of Pennsylvania tells CBS that while Democrats remain focused on defeating former President Donald Trump, the war's critics can't be ignored.
We can do that, and we can also give space, create space for people, voices that are marginalized. We missed an opportunity to do that here.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration has again sent officials to push for a hostages for ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. The White House says it's urgent to prevent escalation. Israel and the Iranian-backed militia Hezbollah traded intense fire over the Lebanese border this weekend, but now seem to be backing away from confrontation. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance says Trump would veto a national abortion ban if reelected. The campaign's public position is that the matter should be up to the states.
If California wants to have a different abortion policy from Ohio, then Ohio has to respect California and California has to respect Ohio.
Trump has repeatedly touted his role in overturning Roe v. Wade, but has more recently said his administration will be great for women and their reproductive rights. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's not buying it. She points to a letter Vance sent the Justice Department last year calling for enforcement of the 19th century Comstock Act, which would ban the mailing of abortion-related drugs.
I don't mean with, exceptions for rape or incest or a 16-week ban. I mean ban it for every woman anytime she needs it.
Meanwhile, a New York judge says state election officials are not required to tell voters an anti-discrimination ballot measure would protect abortion rights. The decision follows a lawsuit over the language voters will see this November, explaining the proposed Equal Rights Amendment to the state's constitution. The National Republican Party is suing the North Carolina Board of Elections, claiming it is failing to enforce a new state law requiring non-citizens be removed from voter rolls. But Emily Webb of Common Cause North Carolina says Republicans are looking for widespread voter fraud where there is none.
What this is driving is an extremist narrative that there are non-citizens voting in some numbers that could affect this election. And ultimately, that is just false.
The lawsuit is one of more than 20 filed nationwide as GOP-related groups work to gain access to states' voter registration records. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.